A rather nice story that, I mean, Needham had terrible troubles in northwestern China, and I followed his journey and thought I was driving a Volkswagen Passat, and he was in an old Chevrolet truck, and his truck kept breaking down. My Passat worked pretty well, except one evening I was driving. I'd left, there's a fort, a Ming Dynasty fort at the end of the Great Wall, and once you pass that, it's on your right-hand side, then the Great Wall ends, and it's just the Gobi Desert on your right, and a chain of mountains called the Richthofen Range, where, incidentally, there's a nice sidebar because it's named after the brother of Baron von Richthofen, who was the Great World War I ace. So that's the kind of nice little thing you remember. And anyway, I was driving along, and it was getting dark, and it was cold and windy, and suddenly there was a horrible bang as I hit something in the road, and I got out, and I could see I had cracked the sump. There was loads of oil pouring out, but I, you know, I sort of know what to do, and I found all the gum in the car and chewed it into a great ball and rammed it into the crack, and the oil stopped. I went on another few miles, and there was a horrible thud, and I realised the plug of gum had come out, and I, now with a flashlight, because it was dark, I see all the remaining oil, and I'm in a completely immobilised car. It's dead, there's no traffic, it's this howling wind from the over the Gobi. I'm completely mucked up. But this is a wonderful illustration of the sort of forethought and prescience and forward planning of China. Even though there's hardly a road, and there's no towns or anything, unseen marching across the Gobi Desert are a chain of cell phone towers. And I have my iPhone, and I turn it on, and after a few seconds, up comes a GSM signal, meaning I can make voice calls. But in a few seconds later, a GPRS signal, meaning I can get data. So I get onto Google, and I do Hotels Dongwan, China. Up comes a hotel number. I call it. A woman answers, and I say, Ni hao ma, and she realizes from that that I can't speak Chinese. And she says, hello, how can I help you? My name is Mary. And I said, Mary, couldn't be a better name. I am stranded about 400 kilometers southeast of you on A314 in a completely broken down car. What to do? And she said, hold on. And you hear her discussing matters with her colleagues. And she said, switch on your flashing lights, go to sleep, and in about 5 hours, look for two sets of headlights. 3 o'clock in the morning, two sets of headlights coming down the track. One of them turns out to be a crane to take the injured car away. The other, a Toyota Land Cruiser with two guys with noodles and beer, who rescue me. I bless China for things like that.